Let's share our prayer together. Heavenly Father, we humbly bow in your presence. May your word be our rule, your spirit our teacher, and your great glory our supreme concern. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And Mary said, "My whole life declares the greatness of the Lord." A whole life given over to sharing this good news that the Lord is great. But as we saw earlier, in human terms, greatness is quite specific. You can be a great footballer or a great tennis player, but not both. Greatness is specific. In what ways exactly is the Lord great? When we tell out his greatness, what are we telling? I suppose for as long as Christians have been singing hymns, Mary's song has been sung in 1,000 different styles of music, but the same words and the same great themes. Holy Mary, most blessed among women, not least for these your Magnificat words, sung by you and now given to us, that we in our turn might tell out and declare the greatness of the Lord. But what is the greatness of the Lord of which Mary sings, of which we are invited to sing and to share and to tell others? In what is the Lord magnificent, that we might declare his greatness? My whole life declares the greatness of the Lord. My spirit exuberantly rejoices in God my Savior. He has looked tenderly upon the humiliation of his servant. Behold, from now on every generation will pronounce me blessed, because the Mighty One worked for me great things. Holy is his name. The Lord blesses his servant Mary. And I'm sure you've noticed that bless is a tricky word. And so in verse 49, the Lord's blessing upon Mary is explained as his working great things on behalf of her. Mary recognizes that God has been at work in her life and becomes aware of the greatness of the Lord in the experience of his blessing. Not only his work for Mary, but especially his greatness is shown in his doing great things for a servant, one of the poorest and the least. There is no greatness in a rich person blessing another rich person, the powerful blessing those who are equally powerful who can repay them, but to notice the poor, to choose to show them mercy. That is greatness. The greatness of the Lord is made known to us in his kindness and love for us all. Mary has noticed God being at work for her in her life, in the announcement by Gabriel, in the baby growing within her, in the words of hope and welcome when she went to visit Elizabeth. At the end of chapter 2, Luke records for us that Mary stored up all these things in her heart. She noticed the work which God was doing for her, and she found a way to remember it, to recognize his greatness. And so if we want to tell out the greatness of the Lord, this question comes to us. Do you notice when God is at work in your life? Are you looking for God? Are you expecting to find God at work day by day, blessing you? The greatness of the Lord is in his work to bless you. If we don't look for it, no wonder we don't see it. Perhaps each day we could begin with a simple prayer. Lord, open my eyes. Let me see you at work in my life today. It's not a difficult prayer, but I know God will answer. Perhaps you could begin to keep a diary or a journal to write down those times when you notice God at work, so you can remember, so you can store them up, so that you can retell the greatness of the Lord in his work for you. When we don't deserve it, God looks upon us, notices us, and in his greatness acts to bless us. Let's notice him. Let's watch out for him so that we may tell out the greatness of the Lord. And his mercy is to generations and generations of those who fear him. Christmas is because we need mercy. Christmas is because we need mercy. We have rebelled against the love of God. We have rejected the presence of God. We are those who deserve the anger of God. We have broken his heart. His greatness is in his mercy because he is under no compulsion to be merciful to us. It is a wonder of the greatness of our God that he is merciful to us. If you were to go to the Christmas ballet down at the theatre, the Snow Queen this year, and you were sitting enjoying the performance and the prima ballerina was doing her stuff, and someone a few rows behind you were to shout out, "Look behind you!" You might feel a bit miffed. It's not what you expect at the ballet. Of course, if you had chosen to go to the Christmas panto, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, that's exactly what you would expect, as someone at some point to shout out, "Look behind you!" Because there might well be a bear there. You have my permission, if a bear ever appears behind me, just you shout out. There are things that we expect and things that we don't expect. We have no reason to expect God's mercy. There is nothing in us that we can hold up and say, "There, that's why God should be merciful to us." But beyond all deserving, beyond our wildest imagination, beyond any hope of expectation, God has been merciful to us. Are you weary? Are you worn down by cares? God's great mercy is for you. Are you burdened by grief, troubled by poor health, worried about the family? God's great mercy is for you. As you hear Mary sing of God's mercy, this can be your song. As Mary declares the greatness of the Lord is seen in his mercy for her, so we can declare the greatness of the Lord is seen in his mercy for us. Right now, God will be merciful to you. Just receive his mercy. Know his greatness for you. The good news is that God's great mercy is not only for Mary. It's not only for one time or one generation, but for generations after generations. For every generation, for all people. When we tell out the greatness of the Lord in his mercy, we are telling people that God loves them, that God longs to be merciful towards them. This is a Christmas message to bring hope and comfort to all. This is the greatness of the Lord. He made strength in his arm. He scattered those proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He tears down the powerful from thrones. He lifts up the humble. Those hungry he satisfies with good. The rich he sends away empty. God's greatness is displayed in the service he performs. Beauty for brokenness. In these precious verses, the proud, the powerful, the rich are those who neglect and despise the poor and the needy. Their God is their belly. Their only thought of service is self-service. Powerful arms are used to grasp all they can and keep it for themselves. In this, the foolishness of humanity is perhaps most clearly seen. There is enough for us all to have food to eat without having to be greedy or grasping. We don't need to pollute and destroy the planet to provide for ourselves and our families. Those life-giving lessons of sharing and caring for others, it turns out, still need to be learned. But God isn't going to wait forever for us to learn these lessons. In his greatness, God will act for the poor and the needy. Those who proudly imagine all is well with them will have their self-centered daydreams torn from them. Those enthroned by power, using power to fulfill their own desires, using power to abuse others, they will be torn from their comfortable thrones. Those who trust in their riches to keep them secure and well-fed will find their riches to be a false god, weak and powerless, eaten by moth and wasted by rust, leaving them with no hope and no one to trust. But Mary sings of no human revolution, no uprising of the abused against their abusers. Those humble ones are those who know they can only depend upon God. Those hungry ones are not hungry for another meal, but for justice, for righteousness, for good to replace evil. And though it seems long in coming, God will show his greatness on the earth. To all people, God will serve all by caring for those in need, the humble ones and the hungry ones. Our God declares this greatness in Mary's song so that we might, in our turn, declare this greatness in our whole lives. What do you trust? Are you really trusting your own achievements, your own ability to serve yourself? Do you really trust your savings? God alone is worthy of your trust. Depend upon him as though there were no one else and nothing else to depend upon. When a pregnant young girl went home to tell her fiancé and her father that she was pregnant, who do you think she had to trust? But that's not enough. If we are to tell the greatness of the Lord who cares for the poor and the needy, we need to tell of his care, his transforming love in our actions, in our lives. We tell his greatness in the choices we make. Will we notice the poor? Will we give generously to provide for them? Will we love them as we love ourselves? Will we reject the abuse of power and wealth which serves self and uses the gifts of money and ability God has given us, not for ourselves, but to care for others, to bless them? Tell out my life. Tell out my choices. Tell out my use of my money. Tell out my ability, the greatness of the Lord, the God of the poor, the friend of the weak. Let us show the greatness of the Lord in all of our lives. He has committed himself to Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, just as he said to our fathers, to Abraham and his offspring forever. The greatness of God is in his promise of mercy, which he actively remembers. He has never forsaken any of his promises. in every generation, from the beginning, then to Abraham, our father in faith, and so to his offspring. The very word that the apostle uses to describe those who have faith in Jesus. Words which describe you and me. Just as, exactly as, in the same way as he has spoken, he will do it. We've grown so used to things not being perfect that we no longer expect anything to be perfect. But our God is so great that he can be perfect. All he has said, he will perfectly do. All the words of God flow together into Jesus. In the gift of this baby which inspires Mary's song, the greatness of God is most fully and perfectly declared to us all. Will we tell out the greatness of the Lord in our lives? We will if we trust his word. God's word tells you that he loves you. Will you trust him? Do you think you can trust his word for that? God's word announces the coming of a Savior for you. Will you trust that Jesus is the one long promised by God, a Savior for you? God's word declares the coming of his gracious kingdom and invites you, yes, you, to enter in. Will you trust him? Turn aside from all other kingdoms and enter his kingdom. As we in our lives trust God's word, so we in our lives make the greatness of the Lord known to others around us. Tell out in my whole life the greatness of the Lord. Mary gave her whole life, her song of praise, to tell you the greatness of the Lord. And you are to know his greatness in your life today. And following blessed Mary, will you give your life? Will you give your song of praise to declare to others the greatness of the Lord? God wants them to hear of his greatness, and he wants them to hear it from your life. Will you tell out the greatness of the Lord? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we bless you. For you are great to us. Open our eyes that we may see and know more of your greatness. Transform our lives that we may live to tell out the greatness of the Lord. Be at work among us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.